From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mr. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Setters, our fabulous producer, and Matt Contrillo's over in the newsroom. We very much appreciate his help and his hard work. In the studio with us now, Jeffrey Queeson, right?
Queeson.
All right, that's good enough. I really appreciate it. Thank you. He's a sergeant first class in the U.S. Army National Guard. All right, fabulous. I almost called you U.S. Army again, which that would be a throwback for you, right?
A little bit.
To be back in the Army. Okay, well, we got you in the National Guard. And you're a senior recruiting and retention individual. So you are a U.S. Army recruiter, right?
Well, yep, recruiting for the Army National Guard here in Pennsylvania, correct.
Okay, so you just recruit from the National Guard. Who are your prospects? Who do you try to get signed on?
So mainly anybody the ages 17 to 35. And then, of course, anybody that's prior service that served in any capacity that wishes to come back into the service, we like those individuals as well.
Okay, so tell me about this. Let's dig into this. Where do you find potential recruits?
Well, mainly we look a lot in the high schools. So we like high school juniors and seniors. We get them when they're still young because we have lots of educational benefits and things like that we can offer them just out and about. You never know. You walk through the mall, you walk in a car dealership, you walk in the sheets, and there's people, and we just go to community events and just talk to people. You know, how are you doing? What are you doing with your life? You know, how are things working out for you? And we just want to know what people are doing with themselves. And if there's a way that we can get them from point A to point B in a more efficient manner and allow them to serve at the same time, then we try to help them do that.
Why would somebody serve in the U.S. military?
Why not serve in the U.S. military? You know, national service is something that I think is a lost. It's a lost art in our culture. You know, those service brings so much to your life. It gives you a sense of meaning, a sense of purpose. It allows you to give of yourself to a higher calling. You know, to help your community members. And in the Army National Guard, we're not just serving the nation, you're serving your state and your community. So anytime it floods, it storms, there's a natural disaster of any sort, it's people from the community helping the community. And here in central Pennsylvania, we see it all the time with flooding and things of that nature. And so we have National Guardsmen out all the time helping each other. You know, the best example is last September when it flooded in Muncie, Williamsport, Benton. Those were Army National Guardsmen from this area that were helping their neighbors, their cousins, their brothers, you know, their friends, aunts and uncles. And so that's something that you can't... that you can't replace, you can't get anywhere else, and it brings a sense of purpose and meaning to you.
What's the difference between somebody in high school joining the National Guard versus joining the U.S. Army?
Yeah, so when you join the Army National Guard, when you take the oath of enlistment, you are actually in the Army National Guard. You start drilling immediately in something we call the Recruit Sustainment Program. So you go to drill, you earn a paycheck once a month, 2 weeks in the summer. Unlike joining the active service, if you join as a high school student, you're in what they call the delayed entry program. So you're just kind of in limbo. You don't have an active status. You're not gaining time towards promotion or retirement. You're not being paid. Whereas if you join the Army National Guard as a high school junior, you're actually in the military. You're getting a paycheck.
Mm-hmm. And that is attractive to most or some recruits? Or where are most young people going?
Well, most recruits we get, especially our high school students, are attracted by the educational benefits. Once you graduate basic training, you're eligible for the GI Bill. You're eligible for federal tuition assistance. And, of course, in the Pennsylvania Army National Guard, we have the state benefit, which is the Education Assistance Program, which will pay up to 100% of your education to state schools and universities. And to non-state schools and universities, it's roughly $22,000 and change a year. So we pay quite a bit. If it doesn't pay 100%, it definitely reduces the cost of college, especially now because there's such a national debate with the cost of an education and ways to reduce that cost for so many of our young folks.
In what way does being in the military help a young person. You got somebody right out of high school. If they aren't sure, even if they do have an idea what they want to do, how can the military help them?
Well, two ways. First, I mean, when you think of like perspective, everybody has a perspective on the world, on local topics, on national topics, on international topics. Being in the military helps you get a broader perspective of the way the world operates, the way things really work, because some people just don't have a broad enough perspective on how things really work.
How things really work.
So being in the military and really diversifying your viewpoint really helps, and being in the military does that. The second thing is, you know, we're not trying to, in the Army National Guard, talk you out of doing what you want to do with your life. If you're a young man or young woman and you have a goal, we want you to achieve that goal. We're going to show you maybe some alternative pathways to get there, maybe more efficient pathways, whether that be helping pay for your education or giving you a trade or just making you a more confident, more motivated person to get you to where you need to be.
So you could have somebody with pretty modest means end up with some schooling, maybe joining a profession that is pretty well-paid profession, you know, like a doctor or something in that range, which with a lot of their schooling paid for and far fewer loans, that kind of thing, plus U.S. military service in their background.
Exactly. And, the way we say it, most employers like to see that service, tacked onto the resume, especially the little things, showing up on time, in the right attire, with a proper attitude. Those are things that are ingrained in military service or in most services, and those are things that a lot of employers still have trouble finding. You know, they can find people to hire, but finding people to show up on time is still a problem. Well, we don't have that problem in the military.
All right. Now, President Trump is interested in growing the military. You had mentioned that before.
Yes.
We spoke. Elaborate on that just a little bit.
So the president wants to, as part of the foreign policy, wants to grow the military. And, we see this. It's cyclical. Republican presidents want to grow the military. Democratic presidents want to, reduce the size. And, they're all entitled to their policy positions. But with that, as a recruiter, we have an end strength goal. So, we want to grow the Pennsylvania Army National Guard by roughly 1,800 people this year. And, that's our job. We're going to go out and we're going to find those people.
Now, there also is an effort where you're, of course, you're recruiting anybody who is interested in being a hardworking, eager soldier. But at the same time, you are looking for folks who may have a career path in mind, maybe in computer science. You are looking for the maybe the students without direction, but you're looking for those who are pretty darn smart and seem to know where they're going too.
Yeah, absolutely. If you know exactly what you want to do, especially if it's in a STEM career, all right, science, technology, engineering, and math, we still want you because we have a lot of careers in the military that are STEM based and STEM oriented, and we need those folks to run those programs, especially our computer programs, our cyber programs, especially like our anti-terrorism cyber, all of those things. Those programs take really dedicated, driven people, and we need those people. And we can help you, if you want to go get a degree in, engineering or computer engineering or whatever the case is, and we can help you get that goal and then help serve us and kind of meet our goals at the same time.
All right, so you're trying to make sure that the Army is attracting some folks who are a little bit more STEM oriented, so you want them in the U.S. military too. You also spend part of your day helping to retain everybody that might already be a National Guard soldier.
Absolutely. So retention is a big goal for us. It hurts a local unit when they have a unit member that says, hey, my time here was great, but it's time for me to move on. But if we can help that soldier maybe say, maybe your time in service isn't over, but maybe you want to go someplace else. Maybe you want to get a new job. Well, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? And if we can help them transition into that, then still from a global perspective as an Army National Guard, it's still a win because we keep them in the Pennsylvania Army National Guard. And even in some cases, we have somebody who's, let's say, gets a job, a civilian job in California. well, let's help you transition to the California Army National Guard, because then from National Guard Bureau's perspective, it's still a win because we're maintaining that end strength.
So you do career counseling, you say,
absolutely,
for people who are already in the National Guard.
Yes.
A little bit more about that.
So, you know, we kind of look at where they are and where they want to go. Remember, the Army National Guard is a part-time job, so you still have civilian life. You have a civilian job, you have a family, and all the things that go on with that. So you're basically balancing a civilian life and a military life, which is very difficult. And so one of the things that we do is we kind of see where you're going, where you are, and where you're trying to head, and we're trying to find ways to kind of deconflict or make things less stressful on you so that you can still serve in a capacity that doesn't, that is not detrimental to your family.
All right. You are based out of Lewisburg. How can people contact you?
Well, obviously anytime you can come by the Lewisburg Armory, or you can call us 570-517-4391. We're on Facebook, National Guard Recruiting, Lewisburg Armory. Or you can email me directly, jeffrey.a.kwiecen, that's K-W-I-E-C-I-E-N .mil@mail.mil.
Okay, and that phone number again?
570-517-4391.
4391. Okay, we wrote that down. We'll add it to our site. Jeffrey Kwiecen, Sergeant First Class, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mark, for having me.
I do appreciate that. Pennsylvania Army National Guard recruiter out of Lewisburg.